With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. KMAD sees its first sightings of the stony coral tissue loss disease, a new lethal coral infection affecting more than 20 species of stony coral reefs across the Caribbean. The Department of Environment says they spotted the disease for the first time back in June at the north coast of Grand Cayman. After making a site visit, the DOE says, unfortunately, without a known pathogen, it's impossible to confirm any diagnosis. However, the species, symptoms, and rapid mortality rates resemble those seen in Florida and other parts of the Caribbean. The DOE is asking divers and snorkelers to help reduce their likelihood of transferring the disease and slow the spread, which gives reefs more time to adapt by practicing proper buoyancy when diving, avoiding touching marine organisms, sanitizing equipment between dives and after each dive excursion. You're also encouraged to report any sightings directly to Tammy, T-A-M-M-I, dot Warrender, W-A-R-R-E-N-D-E-R, at gov.ky. And Mango Monday was such a huge hit that organizers are thinking of holding another. Lydia Ray, owner of Powder Monkey Gourmet Treat, says they're in talks trying to figure it out.
How do we go forward from here? How do we keep that momentum going? Part of the success of it was the fact that it was on a public holiday. And because it was on a public holiday, you have more of an audience who would come out and participate. And then the market is bigger on a Saturday because you tend to have the people who already have their booths there. So it's just to figure out the logistics of, okay, when we do something like this again, how do we position it? How do we go about it? How do we go about including many different products and vendors and farmers? And how are we able to capture an audience?
Powder Monkey Gourmet Treats partnered with the Farmers and Artisans Retail Market to bring the concept of skin to seed to life using mangoes to do this. The special market day was held at the market at the Cricket Grounds on July 6th, branded as Mango Monday. It introduced the public to the Skin to Seed Initiative, a concept developed by the brand to address the economic challenges brought on by the pandemic, utilize the bumper crop of mangoes in the Cayman Islands this season, reduce food wastage, and to connect consumers, artisans, retailers, and farmers with each other. The Skin to Seed program shows how all parts of a fruit can be used, from the skin to the seed, at every stage of life of the fruit. The concept also further demonstrates how the various industries are utilizing all part of the plant to make innovative products. Now, with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. China has announced retaliatory sanctions against senior US politicians who've made outspoken criticisms of its record on human rights in Xinjiang. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both Republican senators, are among those targeted. At least 10 people have been killed and dozens wounded in a Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan. A powerful bomb blast hit near a district intelligence building in Semangan province. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has overturned a 2-year ban on European football imposed on Manchester City. It ruled the English Premiership club had not disguised sponsorship funds in an effort to evade financial fair play regulations. Nearly 90 millionaires from 7 countries have called on governments around the world to increase taxes on the very wealthiest to support an economic recovery from coronavirus. They warned that the pandemic could push another 500 million people into poverty. Andrzej Duda has been re-elected president of Poland, beating the more liberal Warsaw mayor Rafał Trzaskowski by a 2.4% margin. Mr. Duda is an ally of the governing Law and Justice Party. He campaigned on a socially conservative platform. A funeral for the mayor of the South Korean capital Seoul, who was found dead last week, has gone ahead despite a large online petition against the 5-day ceremony. Park Won-soon, one of the country's most influential leaders, apparently took his own life a day after a former secretary accused him of sexual harassment. The Palestinian Security Service has briefly detained a popular local singer for breaking coronavirus restrictions and performing at a wedding party. Ayman al-Sabwami was arrested in Hebron in the West Bank on Sunday after his performance at an event was broadcast live on his social media page. BBC News.